Mesechus Baba Kama Perbeis Mishnah Hey. Shor Amazik Breshus Anizik Ketsa. We mentioned in the previous parak that a shor that enters somebody's Breshus and damages Zira, even if the shor is a tam, the owner must pay Nezek Shalom according to Rabbi Tarfon. What is the case? Nagach, Nagach, Nashach, Rabat, Baat, Breshus Arabim, Mishalim, Chati Nezek. If a behema gores, pushes, bites, crouches, and kicks and damages in this fashion, if the behemoth does so in a public area, the owner pays chetzi nezek, and these damages are considered karen. They are subcategories of karen, as they are irregular type of damages, and the owner only has to pay chetzi nezek. For reshus hanizek, if the behemoth enters somebody's reshus and damages in this way, Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, nezek shalem, v'chachame Oimerim, chati nezek. Rabbi Tarfon says, in this case, the owner would have to pay nezek shalem, and the Chachamim argue, they say, even in Rishus HaNizek, if the behemah damages in this way, the owner only has to pay chati nezek. Amar lahem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says to the Chachamim, Uma b'makom sheheko al ha-shem v'al ha-rego b'rishus ha-rabim shehu patur hechmer aleim b'rishus ha-nizek l'shalei nezek shalem. Rabbi Tarfon wants to learn out from a kal v'chomer that Karen and Rishus HaNizek should pay Nezek Shalom. And he says, Shein Verego, which has a very lenient din in Rishus HaRabim, that Shein Verego is putter in Rishus HaRabim. Even so, it has a very strict din in Rishus HaNizek and pays Nezek Shalom. Makom, Shehechmer ala Karen Rishus HaRabim, L'shalein chati Nezek enu din, Shenachmer alao Rishus HaNizek, L'shalein Nezek Shalom. Karen, which is more strict than Shein and Rego, and Rishus HaRabim, and pays chati nezek, certainly should be at least as strict as Shein and Rego, and Rishus HaNizek, and pay nezek shalom. Amru lo, dayo lavo min adin liyois kenida. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Tarfon, you can't learn out from a kal v'chomer more than what you are learning out from. As Rabbi Tarfon is learning out that Karen should pay nezek shalom and Rishus HaNizek, since Karen has a strict din in Rishus HaRabim, and pays chati nezek, but you can't learn out that Karen should pay more Rishus HaNizek than it does in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Karen and Rishus HaNizek should also pay only Chati Nezek. Ma Rishus HaRabim, Chati Nezek, Af Rishus HaNizek, Chati Nezek. Just like Karen and Rishus HaRabim only pay Chati Nezek, so too Karen and Rishus HaNizek should also only pay Chati Nezek. You can't learn out from the Kal v'chomer that Karen and Rishus HaNizek should pay Nezek Shalom. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon responded to the Chachamim, Ani lo adon Karen me Karen. I am not learning out from the Kal v'chomer Karen in Rishus HaNizek from Karen in Rishus HaRabim. Ani adon Karen me Rego. I am learning out Karen in Rishus HaNizek from Rego in Rishus HaNizek. Uma b'makom sheheiko al ha-shem v'al ha-rego v'rishus HaRabim hechmer b'Karen. In an area where Shein Verego has a lenient din, which is in Rishus HaRabim, and Shein Verego is Pater in Rishus HaRabim. Even so, Karen has a stricter din and pays Chetzi Nezek. Makom Shehechmer al Hashem v'al Harego v'Rishus HaNizek Eino Din Shenachmer b'Karen. An area where Shein Verego has a very strict din in Rishus HaNizek that Shein Verego pays Nezek Shalom, certainly Karen should also pay Nezek Shalom, since Karen has a stricter din in Rishus HaRabim than Shein and Verego. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon has reworked his Kal v'chomer, and he is learning out that Karen should pay Nezek Shalom and Rishus HaNizek from Shein and Rego and Rishus HaNizek, which also pay Nezek Shalom. So now, you wouldn't be able to ask that Karen should only pay Chati Nezek, since we are learning out Karen and Rishus HaNizek from Karen and Rishus HaRab. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded, Dayo lovo min adin liyo is kenida. Ma Rishus HaRab and Chati Nezek, Af Rishus HaNizek, Chati Nezek. Even so, the Chacham went ahead and asked the very same question on the Kal v'chomer Rabbi Tarfon, that you can't learn out that Karen or Rishus HaNizek should pay Nezek Shalom, as just like Karen or Rishus HaRabim pay Chati Nezek, so too Karen and Rishus HaNizek should only pay Chati Nezek. Now, even though Rabbi Tarfon has reworked the Kal v'chomer and he is not learning out Karen and Rishus HaNizek from Karen or Rishus HaRabim, he is learning out Karen and Rishus HaNizek from Shein and Rego and Rishus HaNizek, even so, the Chachamim say, you can't learn out that Karen and Rishus HaNizek should pay Nezek Shalom. As if Karen and Rishus HaRabim would not pay Chati Nezek, you wouldn't have a Kal v'chomer here at all. So therefore, the whole Kal v'chomer is based on the fact that Karen in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim pays chesdi nedik. Therefore, you cannot learn out from this Kal Vachomer that Karen Rosh Hashanah Nedik should have a stricter din than Karen in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Rabbi Tarfon generally agrees with the Chachamim that you can't learn out from a Kal Vachomer more than the thing you are learning out from, except in this case, if we would not learn out that Karen paid Nedik Sholem in Rosh Hashanah Nedik, I wouldn't have a Kal Vachomer here at all. As even without the Kal Vachomer, I know that Karen pays chesdi nedik in Rosh Hashanah Nedik, as when the Torah with Machayev chesdi nedik for Karen, the Torah did not differentiate between a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and a Rosh Hashanah Nedik. So since I would not have a Kal Vachomer here at all if I didn't learn out that Karen in Rosh Hashanah Nedik paid Nedik Sholem, in such a case, Rabbi Tarfon holds, I could learn out from the Kal Vachomer more than the thing I am learning out from, and I could be Machayev Nedik Sholem for Karen in Rosh Hashanah Nedik. A person that damages himself is always considered a muad, would always have to pay nezek shalom, whether he damaged by mistake or intentionally, or he was awake when he damaged, or even he was sleeping when he damages, he has to pay nezek shalom. The person has to be very careful never to cause any damages, and the Torah is mechayev him no matter what to pay nezek shalem. Now that which the Mishnah said that a person that is sleeping and damaged something has to pay, that's only if the person went to sleep next to an object and while he was sleeping he broke the object. But if after he fell asleep somebody placed an object next to him and the person broke that object unintentionally while he was sleeping, the person would be potter. The person who placed the object there is at fault. He shouldn't have placed an object next to a sleeping person. Sima is ein chavero b'shibar is achelim mishalem nezek shalom. Somebody who mistakenly blinds the eye of his friend or mistakenly breaks the utensils of his friend, the person has to pay nezek shalom. As we said, that an adam who damages always has to pay nezek shalom, even if he does so by mistake. But he wouldn't have to pay any other losses that are incurred by the fact that he blinded the eye of his friend, such as ripoy, tsar, shevet, or baishet, doctor bills, or to pay for the work that was missed, or to pay for the pain and the embarrassment that was caused, at that which a person has to pay these expenses. That's only if he damages his friend intentionally. But in this case, where he damages his friend unintentionally, he only has to pay nezek. His amount, the person was devalued by the fact that he was blinded, but the other losses that are incurred, he wouldn't have to pay.